Chapter 5, page 39. The governor felt very relaxed when Serafina had finished her story. Her soothing voice lent a special quality to the fairy tale. He remembered his mother telling him a version of the story.
"I heard that story as a child," he said, looking at Serafina. "The bad stepmother punishes the beautiful stepdaughter." It brought back a memory. My mother, may her soul rest in peace, used to tell me stories. Perhaps that's where I acquired my passion for the old cuentos and the romances that are so popular today. He had to give the young woman credit. She could spin a story the way a spider spins a well-crafted web. As she told the story, he was caught in its silky threads, captive to her voice and the rise and fall of her breath as she slowed the story, then quickened it. He felt Miranda's sadness, then her joy.
"You are an excellent storyteller," he said. "But it's late. You should be in bed."
He rose, walked to the door, and called Gaspar. "Yes, Your Excellency?"
"Thank you for staying up late, Gaspar. It is time for the girl to retire."
The governor turned to Serafina.
"Good night. Thank you for sharing your gift of stories."
"Good night, Your Excellency," she replied, and followed Gaspar out of the room. The governor warmed his hands at the fireplace. The glowing embers cast a soft light in the room. Page 40.
"I have lost the bet again," he thought.
But to hear Serafina's stories was worth it. Too tired to make his way to his bedroom, he lay on the sheepskin rug in front of the fireplace and covered himself with his coat. In a moment he was asleep. Dreaming, he saw himself as the young prince riding in a coach with Serafina. It was spring, and the apple blossoms filled the air with a sweet fragrance. The dream was so pleasant he felt giddy with happiness. He sat up and heard a rooster crowing, greeting the dawn. The room was cold. What did the dream mean? He got up quickly and threw wood on last night's coals. Is she the daughter I never had? The thought startled him. Serafina was a Pueblo Indian and he was Spanish. But it was not so far-fetched. Some of the women of the villa took Indian girls and raised them as their own. He opened the door and shouted for the guard.
"Gaspar!"
"Yes, Your Excellency," replied the rumpled guard, jumping up from the chair where he had spent the night.
"The girl!"
"All is well, Your Excellency. I delivered her to jail as you commanded."
"Jail? But how stupid of me! The jail had little protection from the cold, and she is there with other prisoners. No, this won't do. How could I be so insensitive?"
"What would you have me do, Your Excellency?" asked Gaspar.
Why, there's nothing you can do. This is a task for Doña Ofelia. You can have Don Alfonso assemble the prisoners. Everything should be ready in 1 hour."
"Yes, Excellency," Gaspar saluted and went off to do the governor's bidding. The governor hurried to bathe, eat breakfast, and meet the day dawning over the Sierra Madre. Page 41.
"Doña Ofelia," said the governor to the cook, "I have been negligent with the girl, the prisoner. She should not be in the stockade in the cold. Can you prepare a room for her?"
"Yes, Your Excellency. There's a spare room on the east side, my sewing room. It has a fireplace. I can put in a bed and a table and give her my sewing basket, so she will have something to do."
"Excellent," the governor smiled. "She is, after all, a young woman. She needs the privacy."
"Still," the old woman said, pausing to pour coffee for the governor.
"Some will talk."
"Because I'm moving the girl into my residence? It's the proper thing to do. Let them talk. My enemies would spread gossip if I killed a fly."
"Yes, that is true," Doña Ophelia replied.
The governor rose from his breakfast and walked out to greet a bright and clear day. A large crowd was already gathering around the prisoners. Some had come from as far as Galisteo. By now the word was spreading up and down the Rio Grande. The governor had pardoned one of the Indian rebels. What would he do with the rest? The governor emerged from his residence and greeted his maese de campo, his captains, and Don Alfonso. Then he looked at the prisoner, his gaze finding Serafina's. She wore a plain buffalo robe over her buckskin dress, but even dressed so simply,